Our scripture reading this morning is Matthew 24, 3 and 14. I'm reading from the New King James Version. And it reads, "Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?'" And 14 reads, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come." Those that can kneel, let's kneel and pray. Father in heaven, we first ask for forgiveness for our stumbling and for our selfishness that has caused decisions to separate us from you and to hurt you. And I pray for that forgiveness. Father, I also pray that your angels will shout our praises with us for the victories that have been won and miracles done in your Son's name. And Father, I ask that you lift up and show hope and peace to those that are still struggling, both within these walls and without. Father, I thank you for Pastor Parks, for his exemplary service, for the will that you have given him and the submission that he has shown to your will. He's been a giant in the faith, and he's been a leader that I also have looked up to. And I pray that you'll hold him strongly today and that you'll help him to speak the words that you would have us hear. I pray also that we will be open to that word, that we'll recognize your voice and grow to know it intimately, so that you'll be our friend in all things. And I pray for that day when the work is done and we're taken home. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, I think you've already heard the sermon. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song. What a message. Wasn't that a wonderful message that she brought to us? I'm really happy I can be here with you, Glory and I, and my wife. We have been at this valley for 18 years, and Pastor James has given me my first opportunity to speak in the Valley View Church. We're just thrilled to be here with you. We're thankful for the blessings the Lord has given to us. And I know some of you have been aware of my medical condition, and you've been praying for me. Thank you for your prayers. That's the reason I'm still here and still going. And I thank the Lord for all that He's done for me. And I'm happy to be here to represent Adventist World Radio. I think most of you realize that Adventist World Radio is the official radio program that comes out of the General Conference and is promoted all over the world, and it is doing a great and wonderful work, and I want to share a bit of that with you today. You know, some of the events that are going on in our world indicate to us that time is very short. Time is running out. We hear of wars and rumors of wars, and we hear of all the things that are transpiring in our world today. Whenever you listen to the evening news, it's bad news, isn't it? Things, there's fire and flood and hurricanes and tornadoes, and I think all of us are aware that these things would be taking place in different parts of our world.
It's all good news that Jesus is coming soon.
Amen. Matthew 24 and verse 3 I want you to open your Bibles with me to that very text in Matthew 24, and we're going to look at a few verses here in Matthew. First of all, Jesus was with his disciples, and they wanted to talk with him. He sat with them on the Mount of Olives. The disciples came to him privately, saying, this is Matthew 24, verse 3, tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? Now, in the King James, it says the end of the world. In the New King James, they've changed that to the end of the age. And I think that the word translated there could mean either one of those, but I think of the end of the age that we're living in right now, you and I. We see all these things transpiring. And when we think of that, we also think of the political strife and confusion that is in our world today. It seems like it keeps getting worse and worse, doesn't it? And people battling against each other in our nation capital as far as who should be here and who should do what. And Jesus told his disciples that all these things would transpire, but that the end was not yet. Look at verses 6 through 8. Let's just read that a minute. Matthew 24, 6 through 8. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilence, earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. So we can expect more of what has transpired in the past. We could expect more of that to take place. Now, I think this morning of the fire that swept up through Northern California, Paradise, California. And I was reading a statement from the book Evangelism on page 29. It said this, I'm bidden to declare the message that cities full of violence and full of transgression and sinful in the extreme will be destroyed by earthquakes, by fire, and by flood. That's a pretty strong message, isn't it? Pretty strong warning to us in the times in which we are living. And Jesus said to his disciples, these things would all transpire. And then Jesus went on to share a sign that I think Adventist World Radio is helping to fulfill around the world. And that is Matthew 24, verse 14. If you have your Bible, open it to 24:14, and it says there, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in what? All the world, as a witness unto all nations, and then the end will come. Wow. A few years back, I was thinking, how would this gospel get to all the world? Even as a missionary. You know, we were sent to a mission station way up in northern Malawi, in Southeast Africa. And it's very isolated up there. And missionaries can't go everywhere. There are places that are closed to the missionary today, even. There's walls and borders that are put up. But we find that the Lord has a way of opening these things up and preparing the way. And Adventist World Radio is one of the ways that he's opening things up today. Because there are places where the missionary cannot go, and we find that the airways can go everywhere. Now, I brought something with me this morning that I want to show you. I can hold it in my hand. You can see on the back, like a little panel. This is a radio that runs by light, sunlight. It's a light panel on the back. And we call them God Pod radios. And it can go anywhere and everywhere. Many times, my wife and I, as we were traveling up there in the trails of northern Malawi, we found that the African people had little wireless radios, some of them big enough to be on their shoulder, and they were listening as they walked along on the trails out there in the isolated areas, and they were listening many times to Adventist World Radio, and you could hear the song go up, "Lift up the trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again." And just think of this. It's got a little antenna on it here. I'll pull that up for you. And you can put it to the sunlight, turn it on, and the battery will be charged by the energy of the light coming in. Now, I'm going to turn this on just to show you what I'm talking about. I think I am, at least. And a little screen comes up here, says AWR 360 with three angels that is to circle the earth. We'll hear a little bit. It says Jesus loves us. And maybe
not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So the people asked him, saying, "What shall we do then?" He answered and said to them, "He who has two tunics, let him give to him who has none. And he who has food, let him do likewise." Then tax collectors also came to be baptized and said to him, "Teacher, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Collect no more than what is appointed for you."
I'll shut it off. Now, the thing of it is that's so interesting is that this little radio has messages on it pre-recorded, and you can pick up one of the Adventist World Radio stations anywhere where it's close by, and it is recorded in several different languages. Some of you here may speak more Spanish than English. It's also in Spanish and in other languages. Now, the thing that is so wonderful is the fact that more and more Adventist World Radio stations are being set up wherever we go. I just received a message from Dwayne McKee, who is the president of Adventist World Radio. In fact, this just came the other day. And here's what he is saying. I want to share it. I'm quoting from what he said. "God is using AWA to reach the unreachable places of the world. Radio overcomes all barriers of government restrictions, cultural opposition, illiteracy and geography. It knows no walls, no borders, and no limits, and you don't need a passport to get in. It takes God's word to places where evangelism is prohibited by law, sometimes punishable by death." And he wants to say thank you to all those who support Adventist World Radio. We now have 40 new churches in Madagascar as a result of our AWR broadcasts and are continuing to expand. From last year to the present, AWR is broadcasting on 26 new stations. Many more are in the pipeline. Plans are underway to send 10,000 of these little solar-powered radios to our 19 media centers sites in China, behind that curtain there, for distribution. This is another miracle in the making. And not only that, but the Middle East. Now, we realize that the 1040 window is an area that's mostly Muslims and where Christianity has not made a big impact. But here in the Middle East, a request has just come in to Adventist World Radio for, get ready, fasten your seat belts, 100,000 solar-powered radios for their union. 100,000 of these little radios that can go there and be sent, and the Muslim people will listen to them, and many Muslims are hearing the message, accepting the message, and willing to step out where they are. And during the next 2 years, Adventist World Radio will assist with more than 45,000 evangelistic events across Africa, India, Japan, and the Philippines, opening the way with special AWR programming. Now, can you imagine? We have 1,000 AWR radio stations around the world. Some of our biggest antenna is in Guam, where it shoots out to a lot of part of the Middle East and that part of the world. But 1,000 radio stations, and they're there to reach these hard-to-reach people, and the Lord is blessing this message and this radio message so much that it's just almost unbelievable. Do you know that there these places where missionary workers cannot go? They say that in that 1040 window, it represents over 4.2 billion people that are in our world today. And it's the greatest mission challenge that we have. Adventist World Radio is going wherever there's air. It is communicating on all media platforms, shortwave, FM, AM, DAB, AWR broadcasts, God Pods, YouTube, Facebook Live, cell phone evangelism. It's going everywhere. And as it says there in the book of Matthew, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached into all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then the end will come. Now, I want to just show a brief video before I bring my remarks to a conclusion today, and it's what happened in Korea. I'll come down and sit a bit.
It's hard to imagine a more dangerous place than where I am right now. Just over the fence is North Korea, a place where you can be put in prison for simply being a Christian. Missionaries cannot enter here. Conditions are so bad for the people that many attempt to escape, knowing that if they fail, death awaits. Most of those who have managed to escape rarely venture out for fear of being caught. Many try to find comfort in listening to the radio, but all the programming is in Chinese, except for Adventist World Radio. AWR has a broadcast in China spoken only in Korean. Those who discover it soon find a new friend. It gives them hope and a way to find eternal salvation. This is why I love AWR. Radio can go where air goes. And on December 1st, we started broadcasting directly into North Korea. We know of an underground Korean Adventist church, and while we cannot go into detail, we ask for your continued prayers for this church. This has been an AWR 360 moment.
I'm going to ask each of you to take that card that was handed out earlier. If you don't have a card, raise your hand. The deacons will make sure you get one. Okay, we got one, two, we got three or four people who don't have a card. Deacons, any cards left? Don's taking a look, see if we can find some cards. Go ahead and start filling it out now, you know, put your name. I'm going to put my name on here. And your email address, if you like, and your address. And visitors, we especially like it when you fill a card out. And if a member is sitting next to you and they're not filling the card out, nudge them, because the members should be filling these out too. And on the back of the card, we just have some simple generic questions you might want to check off. I want to submit to God's will today. If you agree with that and you'd like to submit to God's will, check that off. Check it off. Raise your hand. The cards are right here. Need a card? Okay. Number two, I wish to be a witness to everyone around me. I hope so. Number three, I desire to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Check that off. And then also there's some interesting things that you might be interested in. Baptism, join the small group, etc., transferring your membership. Fill that out. Now notice on the fourth one, there's just a blank line. What I want you to write in there, I'm just going to make this up. What I want you to write in there is, I'd like to support the world mission through AWR. Let's write that in. I would like to support the mission of AWR. I think this is quite encouraging and challenging as far as I'm concerned. I just want to make this comment, and I'm going to get Elder Parks back up here right away. I want to make this comment. I've been pastoring here now probably for a year at least, and I don't really hear too much about missions, do you? We don't hear much about missions. And here we are hearing about the mission field, and I just, some of the facts that Elder Park shared just blows my mind, you know. They want 10,000 radios? Wow. I would like to say one other thing. I'd like to say, how about 10,001 radio? Because I'd like to have one. We could help. We could help, couldn't we? 45,000 evangelistic meetings, events going to take place. And the 1040 window of 4.2 billion people. You know, we don't give a lot to the mission field like we used to. And I want to challenge you, whatever Elder Parks is going to say next, in giving to AWR. Come on up, Elder Parks.
Yeah, 100,000 in the Middle East. Well, that's a lot of radios, isn't it? I'm sorry about some of these health issues I'm having right now, but the Lord is still blessing, and we're thankful for that. Sometimes AWR is going into places like North Korea and other areas where they just can't get through to help people. And actually, that video that I was going to show, I thought it was 6 minutes long, That's why I disappeared for a little while. Not the real reason, but that's why. You know, in the... My wife got it straightened out. I'll be over here.
Here in this beautiful country of Ukraine, God is at work in a big way. In the last 2 years, the work here in Ukraine has been revived because of a group of dedicated young people. AWR became the first Christian FM radio station in all of Ukraine and is currently touching the lives of over 800,000 people. We're here in the beautiful brand new studio of Adventist World Radio in Kiev, Ukraine. In Ukraine, a lot of wonderful things are happening. We have 8 stations across this beautiful country, and 7 in those 7 cities were the only radio station there. And so when people listen to radio, when they turn their radio on in any one of those 7 cities, the only station there is the Adventist World Radio station. One gentleman, he was known to be a very rough character, and people kind of feared him because he was so angry all the time. He used terrible language, and he decided to buy a radio. He bought a radio, turned it on. The only station he could get was the Adventist World Radio station. So he started listening to that, started listening to the music, the sermons, changed his life, and the people started saying, "What has happened to you?" Oh, he said, "I've listened to Adventist World Radio. It's changed my life. I don't feel like being mad anymore. It's changed his heart, touched his life." And so that's what happens here in Ukraine when people listen to the beautiful music, the beautiful messages right here at Adventist World Radio in Kiev. Besides the 24/7 radio broadcasting, 3 apps have been developed. Through the internet, we now have potential of reaching even a broader audience. We know that people all the way up in Russia are listening via the internet and are writing in for Bible studies. Thanks to generous donations, the radio program that we have in Kiev actually is broadcasting a live program each morning called Wake Up.
Last year, God gave a vision and understanding what to do here in radio. And praise God, almost 1 week ago, we began live program.
These live programs have become very popular, and we hope to have more of the live programs as funds become available. We also have a daily program on prayer in Ukraine where people can call in and they leave their prayer requests. And during that 45-minute program, they often have more than 90 people call in with prayer requests. We have a wonderful Bible school there in Kiev that's kept very busy just grading the lessons and sitting in the back and making comments and calling people by phone and encouraging them and praying with them. Over the last 25 years, over 85,000 people have written in for Bible studies and completed the courses. Many lives are being touched by the work of Adventist World Radio in Ukraine, but we want to reach more for Jesus. We have wonderful young people in Kiev, but they need your help. They have limited space. They have competition, and they need your help, financial help, to make it happen in Ukraine. Please prayerfully consider giving to help the work of AWR advance here in Ukraine so the message of Jesus can be broadcast all across this great city of Kiev and across the country of Ukraine.
I'd like you to open your Bibles again to the book of Revelation, last book in the Bible, and we're going to be looking first of all at Revelation chapter 14, which we know is the three angels' messages. And Revelation 14 says that these angels are going to be flying in heaven, and they have a special message to give to the earth. And on AWR's logo are three angels. In Revelation chapter 14 and verse 6, which is the first angel's message. Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people. And we know what that message is, that we serve a God who created this earth, this everything in it, and we are part of his great creation. And the message is going to go everywhere around the earth, and with Adventist World Radio stations popping up everywhere, that's going to take place. You know, in the Congo, some years back, many church members came and joined the Adventist Church. In the Kinshasa, I didn't know this, but they tell me it is the largest French-speaking city in the world. More than Paris, more than any other city, French-speaking, more than Winnipeg or any place, is Kinshasa in the Congo. And just recently, it's been made possible through the government that 8 new stations can be put up in the Congo to broadcast Adventist World Radio. We certainly praise the Lord for that, don't we? And I want to tell you folks, when you support Adventist World Radio, you're supporting one of the means that God has chosen to get this message out to all the world. Now, while we're here in the book of Revelation, I'd like for you to turn over to Revelation chapter 18 and verse 1. Because not only do 3 angels carry their message to this world, but also this angel, the other angel of 18:1, it says, After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. The whole earth is going to be illuminated with the glory of the Lord, and the message is going to go everywhere. And I'm thankful that you and I can have a part in that. Maybe not going as missionaries, but can support the work. You know, one of these little radios only costs about $10. And when you give one of these solar-powered radios, when you support it with your donations, it can go everywhere and take the message there for you. Amid the turmoils of this earth, the message of Jesus and his free gift of salvation is going around the world, just as Jesus proclaimed that it would before the end comes. Now, I want to say this about radio. Some of you here are old enough to remember the voice of prophecy, HMS Richard Sr. I haven't said this to too many people, but I've shared it with my wife. When I was 6 years old, I was in public school, and I was walking home from school. We weren't Seventh-day Adventists at the time. We were Methodists. And I walked by a lady's house, and her door was open. And I heard a sound coming out of her door. Lift up the trumpet, and loud let it ring. And I was only 6 years old. I wasn't a Seventh-day Adventist. But there, the voice of prophecy, radio broadcast with HMS Richard Sr., was being broadcast. And it stayed in my mind all these years, never knowing that someday I would be a Seventh-day Adventist preacher. And I want to tell you about my wife. She was raised in an Adventist home way up in northern Saskatchewan. They didn't even have electricity in their home, but they had a battery-powered radio. They had no church close by. They had no car. They went everywhere by horse and buggy. Now that dates my wife, I know. But on Sabbath morning or Sunday morning, whenever they could, they would turn on the radio. And their church in northern Saskatchewan, for my wife and her family, was the voice of prophecy, the radio. That's what they listened to for their church, because they couldn't go to church anyplace else. This message is going to go around the world, and it's going to go very quickly. And Jesus is going to come, and I want to be ready to meet him, don't you? And as it says in Matthew 24:44, Jesus said this, "Therefore ye also be ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man is coming." I want to be ready to meet him. I want to go home with my Savior. I want to get rid of all these problems, these illnesses and sicknesses that are in the world. And I want to stand and be able to say, "Lo, this is my God. I have waited for him, and he will save me." Isn't that your decision today, too, that you want to be ready to meet him?
Yes.
Now, on the back table, as you go out on the left, there's a lot of Adventist World Radio materials, giveaways, particularly the transmission program for the spring. When I leave here, I'd like to see all the things at that table gone. There's some for children. There's some for adults. There's pens, pencils, letter openers, all those things, plus other things. So when you go out, stop there, pick up what you can use, take it with you, and remember, when you support Adventist World Radio, you're supporting the message of Jesus to go all the world. Now I see a hand back there. What's that?
We have that other video, so we've got to play it.
Okay, we'll close with that.
Surrounded in a culture that is defined as strong and defiant, rich in ancient customs and traditions, these beautiful people live in harmony and freedom. It is difficult to imagine that only miles from here is one of the most dangerous places on earth, a land where missionaries cannot go. What I love about Adventist World Radio is that it is the ministry that goes wherever air goes.
AWR began in 1971 with a mission to spread the gospel message to hard-to-reach places. Nearly 50 years later, this is still our mission. Broadcasting from strategic locations around the globe, AWR can be heard in over 100 languages via shortwave radio with a special focus on the 1040 window. Our network also includes over 1,000 FM, AM, DAB, and Internet stations. AWR is expanding to all media platforms such as Facebook Audio, YouTube, and AWR cell phone evangelism. Our motto, no walls, no borders, no limits. This year, our special focus is North Korea. Home to 25 million people, the country right behind me hardly needs an introduction. But behind the political and military headlines that reach our shores, we can only imagine how the millions of common North Koreans are starving for hope, truth, and a better life. Like many other radio programs in North Korea, our AWR broadcasts have often been jammed.
We recently began a new high-power AM broadcast into North Korea from Mongolia, and we are so excited for its success at touching more lives than ever. Only a handful of stories from North Korea make it out, but the few that do spur us on. The following is one of them.
One night at my church, an unfamiliar woman entered and sat near the back. Her face bore hard lines hiding her youth. I wondered who she was.
This stranger sat alone on a pew, and after everyone had left, the pastor joined her. "I escaped North Korea," she admitted. "And I'm not safe here in China either. But I have one request," she said. "Will you baptize me?"
"Do you even know what baptism means?" I questioned.
"Yes,"
was her resolute response.
"I learned about Jesus through the radio." While in hiding, this dear woman found a radio, and tuning it stopped when she heard bits of the familiar Korean language. It was the voice of hope through Adventist World Radio. This discovery soon turned her loneliness and fear into courage and hope as she learned about the one who left all and died for her salvation. A longing was born in her heart to one day go back and share what she was learning with her family and friends in North Korea.
We studied the Bible together for 1 week, and she soaked up every word. You could feel the Holy Spirit's presence in the room.
After this week of studying, a secret baptism was held. All the doors and windows were closed, and everyone sang hymns softly so as not to be heard. And in a lonely bathtub, this North Korean lady was baptized. With tear-stained cheeks and joyous eyes, she declared her allegiance to God alone. After her baptism, she expressed her desire for freedom and the ability to study the Bible at the Adventist University in South Korea. She set off on foot that very night.
Sometime later, I received a phone call. The voice on the other line said in a whisper, "I have safely arrived to the border. Tonight is the night. Please pray for me." All I could think about were the 8 strands of barbed wire. Would she make it?
Unfortunately, she did not cross the border that night, but was found by Chinese soldiers who sent her back to her country of birth, where she was executed.
I was so saddened to receive this news. I would never see those joyful eyes again. I remembered what she had told me. "Even if I am captured, I will die with the hope of salvation."
She sought freedom, and what the North Korean soldiers did not realize is she found it. True freedom in Jesus Christ, and no one could take this from her. There are many others who are also seeking freedom. Will you join us in setting the captives free? By God's grace, with your support, AWR will fulfill this dear woman's dream to tell the people of North Korea about Jesus soon coming. From broadcast to baptism, this is AWR 360.
I'm going to do something that I don't have permission to do. Imagine that. Right in front of you, in the pew in front of you, are tithe envelopes. Tithe envelopes. I'd take one out. Come on, you can bend that arm. Come on, it kind of goes like this. Reach out there and take out a tithe envelope. That's it. You don't have to put any money in it today. You could do it next week. But down at the bottom, it says World Church Budget, Sabbath School Missions, and a blank line. I put down AWR. It's our chance to support the mission field. Now, Elder Perry didn't tell me to do this. I'm just touched by the chance to do this. I'm thinking, if I gave $100, that's equal to the 10 radios. It could probably reach at least 100 people. Wow. That's a simple investment.
There are envelopes on the table.
There's envelopes also on the table you can use. Okay. So maybe what I should do when I go out, if I don't see a tithe envelope in your hand, I'll hand you one of the other envelopes.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you, Elder Perry, for the message. It was good to hear about the mission field.
Please stand for a closing song. We have this hope.